Now, the reverberations from America's dramatic intervention in Venezuela continue to be felt, with President Trump saying the US would continue to run the country for some time. There are also questions about what an emboldened Mr. Trump will do next. According to the White House, officials are actively discussing buying Greenland. Both Greenland and Denmark have repeatedly stressed that the island is not for sale. For an American perspective, I'm joined by Todd Robinson, who served as acting US ambassador to Venezuela during Donald Trump's first term. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on the programme.
Good afternoon, Rachel. Good to be with you.
Now, why do you believe that President Trump decided to take this action against Nicolas Maduro now?
Well, I think that's a really good question. And I think the messages coming out of this White House have been really bad. You know, the first reason they gave was that that this was a law enforcement drug action. The second reason they gave was that this was some kind of effort for democratic transition. And then the third reason they gave was about oil. And, you know, it could be all of those reasons, it could be none of those reasons, but the way this White House is messaging, it's really hard for people to understand. And I think, you know, in an action like this, where you go in and extract the leader of a country, you should be very clear about why you're doing it. And I think they've been, I don't think they've been very clear about this.
The reaction from most EU countries has been fairly muted. Would you have expected stronger opposition to the removal of a leader in this way, even one who wasn't particularly popular with the wider world?
Well, make no mistake, I don't think there's any anybody has any sympathy for Nicolas Maduro and his regime after the atrocities that they have committed, human rights atrocities that they've committed against their country, their countrymen. But I understand Europe's more muted reaction to this. The fact is, Europe and the United States have worked together very, very closely, and they have a relationship that is the envy of other parts of the world. When the United States takes an action like this, it's incumbent upon the United States to explain it. If they don't, you're going to get our allies and partners, you know, sort of wondering where this goes next. And I think that explains the European reaction. I'm sympathetic to our European partners because I feel like there needs to be a better explanation. There needs to be more consultation across the board, but particularly on issues like this.
Not that long ago, Mr. Trump's comments about Greenland, I suppose it's fair to say that they were seen really as a bit of a joke. They're now being taken far more seriously. Do you think he will continue to pursue his claim over Greenland?
Well, I have to say, and I've been saying this all along, I'm completely confused about why we are taking this approach for Greenland. The fact is, you know, we have a military base there. The Danish and the Greenlanders have been incredibly gracious hosts to us. I don't think they've ever not allowed us to do something that we needed to do. And we're doing it in partnership with our NATO allies. I'm really just totally confused about why they are doing what they're doing and why they're doing it now. I don't understand it. And I think it will go a long way towards harming the relationship the United States has with its closest allies.
Todd Robinson, thank you indeed for joining us on the programme this afternoon.